It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
It's time for the Roundup. There he is, Hank. How you doing?
Hello.
Just wake up.
Did you not see me in my office this morning?
No, I didn't.
What a beautiful weekend.
You must have slept under the desk.
I wish I could have remembered it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway, how was your weekend, buddy?
It was good, yes. Good? Nice, good weather. Had a graduation party. And
good for you.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, good for you. How'd Saturday night go?
It was wild. Always gets wild. Yeah,
I didn't get invited this week. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm getting left out.
Oh yeah, no, you were here. Don't you remember?
Anyway,
too many skis probably.
Anyway, Phil, it was a good weekend.
Did you collect any jokes?
A couple. Did you? Well, are you busy this week with sports? I didn't know.
Yes, the WIA tournament for softball and baseball gets underway, and
yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
Yep, and then next week there'll be a full week of action.
Baseball really kicks
into action.
Regional
semifinals and finals, and softball sectionals. So it's getting right down there.
Yeah, you think WRCO team made it?
Probably not.
We didn't get anything from the Mayo.
No, we got beat in the first round by WVRQ in Viroqua, I think, and then we're done.
With Gary Gilbertson and those guys?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
What?
So,
yeah.
What do you do?
Well, what do you do? You know, I know the happiest wives are somehow always married to a man with a bad back, dodgy knees, and caffeine addiction.
Really?
Selective hearing and the memory of a goldfish. And Chet's chuckle has started.
Oh, we're underway. On a Monday, Memorial Day. Absolutely. Let's see. In front of the circus, two employees are sitting and complaining. What happened? Someone asks. Our elephant died last night. Poor thing, and you were attached to him, right? It's not about that, but they made us dig his grave. Sixth grade comedy club. Yeah,
that's not bad, though.
No.
That's not bad, Phil.
I'll keep working on it.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good starter for you.
This early.
Yeah, this early in the morning, on an early Monday morning.
Right.
Well, you were here earlier than I was. But
yeah, always.
Yeah, you're always here earlier than I am. I try to beat you. Have you noticed that? I'm getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Yeah, you still got to be here at least by 4:15 or so.
And again, you win.
You'll gladly give that one up.
Phil, I had a tough weekend, though.
Yeah, I know you did.
My girlfriend was stung by a bee on the forehead.
Really?
Yes. She's at the ER right now. Her face is swollen and bruised. She almost died.
Really?
Yeah. That's too bad. Luckily, I was close enough to hit the bee with my shovel.
Not good. Not good. No.
Not at all.
I'm not even going to respond to that one. Tough.
It's a tough weekend, though.
Yeah, tough crowd.
So when I was a boy, my mama would send me down to the corner drugstore with a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then I'd come back with 5 taters, 2 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of milk, and a packet of sweet tea and 6 eggs.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I can't do that now. There's too many security cameras.
Oh, yes, little Hank. Chet's Chuckle today, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center, and we will be right back.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
I'll never be okay with donut shops cutting a hole in my donut and charging me separately.
Really?
Yeah, for the same hole they robbed me of.
Hey, that's a good point.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is.
Two passengers on a ship were talking. Can you swim? Asks one.
Really?
No, says the other. But I can shout for help in 9 languages. Oh, yes. What good do languages do you at that point, you know?
But at least he can shout for help in 9 languages.
Help, help.
That's like the old man stuck on an island. You know, he was just stuck on an island for years, and a cruise ship come by, and the captain says, "Hey," to the co-captain, and he goes, "Oh, look at that guy." And the co-pilot said to the captain goes, "Oh, he does that every time. It looks like he's asking for help." And they just keep
he just playing with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you pay gardeners that work overtime?
I don't know.
Time and a half.
Time.
Yes.
T-H-Y-M-E. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. T-H-Y-M-E. Yeah.
What was the abbreviation for the old places where you got money? That was time.
That was a time machine.
I think it was T-Y, take your money.
And run?
Everywhere. Yeah, yes.
Now what are they called? Just
ATM.
Yeah, automatic touchdown machines like Hank was.
I would say that to my kids. I got to stop at the time machine. They'd be like, what?
What?
Time machine.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go back and see if we have any money.
I'm going back to 82, see if I can do any better.
Philip, this is yours here. You know, you're a big track and field athlete.
No, I wasn't, but I always...
Okay, this is me and you then.
I try to impress the girls on the track team, though.
Why could the pig not compete in track and field, Phil?
I don't know.
It's really sad. He kept pulling his hamstring.
Oh, no. His hammy. That's not good. Yeah.
No, those hurt.
So I said to my teacher, "I don't think that I deserved a zero on this paper." To which my teacher replied, "Neither do I, but it's the lowest grade I can give."
Boom. That's pretty good, Phil.
Sixth grade comedy club.
That's pretty good. Didn't, you worked on that one for a while, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the paper.
Yes. Back in the 70s, right?
I was devastated when my wife said our 5-year-old wasn't our son.
Oh.
I was horrified. Yeah. Then she said, "You really need to pay more attention at the kindergarten pickup. Our child doesn't even go to that school."
That's bad.
That's really bad.
You're not really connected then with your child.
You might be disconnected from the whole family after that event.
You might be. Should be.
Yeah. I was trying on underwear at this yard sale yesterday, Phil. You know, there are yard sales everywhere.
That's a good place to be, right out in the middle of, huh?
Yeah. And some weirdo tried to buy my shorts I just set down on the table.
Really?
Yeah, what's wrong with these people these days? The underwear was brand new.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Were they day of the week?
They said Monday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They said Monday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know they still made those. Those are antiques. My parents aged as slowly as a basket of freshly picked apples. I, on the other hand, am a halved avocado quickly approaching its expiration date. And it doesn't take long, does it? Here I am.
Anyway, I was talking to my brother yesterday. We were golfing. I said, "Do you have any idea how I could cut 10 or 12 strokes off my game?"
Oh.
Yeah, 18 hole. He goes, "Yeah, I quit at 15.
That'd work.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. So.
So what about the kicker this week?
Well, we have a kicker. Do you want? Are you?
I'm ready.
Can you take it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. During a terrible let's try that again, Philip. During a terrible snowstorm one winter, many of the highway signs were totally covered with snow. The following spring, the state decided to raise all the signs 12 inches. At a cost of $6 million. Each sign was equipped with a new pole 1 foot longer than the old pole.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-huh. "That's outrageous price," said a local farmer. "But I guess we're lucky the state government handled instead of the federal government." Why is that? The neighbor asked. Because of the farmer answered, "Knowing the federal government, they would have decided to lower all the highways."
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm going to be on someone's radar now.
Well, yep, if you're not already.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Shh. Nice job.
That kind of hurts my feeling.
Oh. The truth hurts?
Maybe. Anyway, any plans for the rest of the day?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You going to barbecue today?
No, probably not. Work in the yard, maybe a little bit. Work here. You know, I guess if you can call it work.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's Memorial Day, beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Take a time out for those who served us.
Yeah. And attend the parade in Richland Center. It steps off at 10 o'clock this morning.
Are you going to go emcee that thing?
Bo is. Bo's going to be.
Oh, Bo is.
Yep.
I wonder if I could get in that thing and see if I could squirt gun galore on him. But anyway, so no, not barbecuing for me or nothing?
I don't think so, unless you...
Dear June.
Yep.
You know, you could... get to pick up some meat on the way home?
I suppose they could.
I'm trying to help.
I just don't want to start a fire on Memorial Day, you know, burn the house down or something.
Dear insurance company.
Yeah.
Anyway, buddy, I hope you have a good rest of the day. And everybody out there, remember why we observe today. Be kind.